with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge-based Oscar Corney has been selected as a semi-finalist by the iconic guitar brand Fender, who have been scouring the nation to find the UK's best unsigned acoustic singer-songwriters. No stranger to the Cambridge 105 radio studios, we're broadcasting a live session from him tonight at 9. He's supported the likes of J.P. Cooper, Paul St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and the Dunwells. And Oscar is on the line now. Good afternoon, Oscar.
How are you doing, Julia?
Very well, thank you very much. So tell me about the competition then. How do you find out about these things?
So, going back a few months now, an old friend sent me a link to the competition. So, like most things all of us musicians do, we try everything we can.
Yeah.
So, just dropped a video into the submission. Moving forward like a few months after that, I completely forgot I'd even done it. Got an email from Fender saying you've reached the final 8 people, which at first I was like, this can't be real, and then it clicked of what it actually was, and yeah, so going from there, I was pretty shocked to be picked out of, I think they had over 650 entries, so for me that's a winner already just to get to that far.
No, so that's the final 8 in the UK, is it?
Yeah.
Wow. And are you aware of the other 7? Do you know any of them at all?
Yeah, so no one really I know that well. I know of them through mutual sort of musicians on the scene. There's quite a varied. There's a couple of people from up north, but quite a lot of them are in London. And obviously, I'm the outsider from Cambridge, so it's quite local. But yeah, some really, really good talent in the contest.
Yeah. I'm always interested in who people's influences are, and people like Ryan Adams and John Mayer, both of whom get played quite a bit on this programme. How do you go about discovering other music these days? Is it you know, people say that, you know, everybody, these youngsters all go for, you know, Spotify and that sort of thing. How do you fish people out and discover where the talent that you want to follow, not necessarily model yourself on, but just pick up a few things from?
Mine goes from anything. More recently, it is the kind of streaming Spotify thing, because I think the platform's so set up to finding and discovering new artists, whether it be old or new.
Mm.
But other than that, really, it just goes from family roots. Like my dad, he's always been a music man. He loves music. So obviously growing up, being fed some really good music helps. But yeah, probably modern day wise, if I'm looking to sort of find something new or find something to inspire me, I usually just go through like a related artist thing to people I already like, so then you can hear sort of something you already like, but with a little bit of a twist on it.
Yeah, I guess the old serendipity thing, if you're on some of the services, you can set up a channel based on a favourite artist, you get a few tracks,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
before you know it, it's taking you down an avenue with some really good stuff that you might not have heard before. How about the live performance? Because I've mentioned that we'll be hearing from you on Cambridge 105 Radio tonight at 9 with that session recorded at the Plough a few weeks back. But you've also done really large gigs, supporting, as we mentioned in the introduction, J.P. Cooper, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. How do you feel when you go on to stage ahead of somebody else who's, you know, getting national airplay on a pretty regular basis?
I think the beauty of that is, obviously, being unsigned and sort of undiscovered, you play so many gigs, so many different types of venues where the crowd can be so different every gig, which is obviously expected. But I think with these gigs, for someone that's in my sort of stage of career, where you're not really breaking yet, you haven't really built up a fan base, I think when you play with someone that's either similar or has those loyal fans already, they sort of just take you into their arms. So all your fears and all your sort of anxiety before going on, pre-performance, just seems to wash away, and because you obviously you don't have the worry that there's going to be no one there, or whether you're playing to like thousands of people, you just you get so lost in it, and I love every second of those sort of gigs.
And how does that then compare to playing somewhere like The Plough, which I personally think is a lovely little venue? It's more intimate. It's certainly, and it's not too far from Cambridge, but it certainly is a few miles out. So do you feel you get a very different type of audience because smaller venue outside of a big city?
Yeah, I definitely felt like I played The Plough a few times now, and that sort of venue with the kind of vibe it has gives me 10 times more nerves than sort of the bigger stages, just because it's so up close. People are very attentive, so mistakes, even though they probably wouldn't notice them, sort of in your head become heard from them. So it's a good dynamic to go through, and it's a good kind of, it's a healthy kind of pressure to put yourself under.
Well, you've got to remember if you play a wrong chord or something, you just got to remember that the audience doesn't actually have a copy of the sheet music, so it's just your own special version for them.
Exactly.
Now, if this all works out, I noticed that the winner of the Fender Undiscovered Artist of the Year competition gets to support Lucy Rose at the O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire. That's pretty good going.
Yeah, that's crazy. That would be absolutely phenomenal to do. What a beautiful venue and such an incredible artist to sort of open up for. It'd be an absolute dream.
Yeah. When do you get to find out as to who the winner actually is? As to, well, hopefully it's you, but when's the official announcement made?
So there's already been the first four semi-finalists. Their videos are up now on the Fender channel. That's Fender. You just search Fender in Facebook. Anywhere online, that'll come up. My video in the second semi-final will be up tomorrow on Facebook. And then this Friday, the voting opens. So where everyone just literally votes for the three spots in the final.
Ooh.
So as soon as the voting opens, it's just a matter of, because I've got some really tough competition because they all have quite a strong fan base. But hopefully with the Cambridge support, we can drive up enough. Just to at least reach the final would just be amazing.
I'm sure.
To get this bar alone.
Yeah, I'm sure that
Cambridge
will very much support you, I'm sure. What sort of guitar do you have, Fender?
So, before the competition, acoustic-wise, I was playing a Gibson, which, for anyone that doesn't know, is pretty much a rival company.
But this is like a Coca-Cola White House and a Pepsi-Cola White House, isn't it?
Yeah, literally. So, I felt a bit bad. I thought, surely they're not going to let me do this, film this whole semi-final with a Gibson. But the guys at Fender were absolutely amazing. They sent every individual semi-finalist, sent us each out the top of the range acoustic they do. And they didn't just send us any old guitar. They sort of looked at what we played, the styles of music, and sent us what they thought would match. And the guitar they sent me was absolutely beautiful. And literally just gobsmacked when I opened it at home.
I'm assuming they're also not asking you to send it back again either.
No, exactly, yeah. That's because I thought that, and they were like, no, that's yours to keep. And yeah, it's not.
Friend of mine used to work for a TV listings title in the Netherlands as the editor, so the Philips, Dutch company, used to send him around a new TV every 6 months. They'd make sure he had the latest one in his house, and then they'd take it away and bring him another one. So who knows? You know, if you do well in this competition, you could be in Fender guitars for life.
Cool, yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, Oscar,
maybe some money, that's for sure.
Maybe. Oscar, thank you very much for speaking to us.
No, thank you.
Our best of luck, and look forward as well to listening in on that programme tonight at 9 o'clock on Cambridge 105 Radio, NMG in session. You can hear Oscar at the Plough in Shepworth. But for the time being, thanks very much for joining us. And we're going to hear a little bit of that session now, which is Person in Me. Thanks very much, Oscar.
Awesome. Brilliant. Thank you, Julian. Cheers, mate.
Bye.
City gone by, see, oh yeah. Even when I try, it ain't enough. Where is my head? Where is my heart? Where did I begin to start? You're spoiling over you and me.
to the room I know. I'm shackled in chains between these walls. I'm ready to fly, I'm ready to find the love I'm yet to I'm just hanging on the edge of my dream. Maybe I won't need better things, 'cause I just need to find a person in me.
That's Oscar Corney, Person in Me, recorded live at the Plough in Chepworth, and you can hear that song and a whole load of other ones tonight on NMG In Session, starting at 9 o'clock on Cambridge 105 Radio.